Hello, lovelies. Just letting you know that Sam will be away for the next 2 weeks, so there will be no episodes of the Well Basically podcast. Katie and Mikey will be doing something, and they will be posting lots of content on social media to let you know when that is happening and how that is happening. Isn't that right, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so tech savvy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
This is Well Basically with your hosts, Mike DeSilva and Sam Weeks. Well Basically.
On today's show, we turned 100 years old. Just joking, it was our 100th episode. We gave a big thank you to all you wonderful, beautiful, amazing listeners who listen every week. And we had a little chat about our mission statement. That's a business-y word, isn't it? And where we've come from episode 1 all the way to 100. Then we listened to a clip from Louise Wallace. She was on the TV. She said some stuff. It wasn't good, and we were mad about it, especially Mikey.
I'm coming for you, Louise.
We hope you enjoy today's episode. This is a defamation case. Well,
basically, I don't own anything. You can try. Well, basically, I fucking hate like motivational speeches and stuff, right? Like they do my head in because it's all like, oh God, yes, thank you for oversimplifying my life. But and I also don't like Jim Carrey that much. I don't really find him that funny. He's not like
just a quick tangent. Fuck Jim Carrey.
I'm going somewhere with this. Okay. But he did like in his commencement speech, and he was like, he said this thing. He was like, "You can fail at what you hate as well." And I was like, "I've literally failed at what I don't like. What I don't like. So maybe I should just try and do something I kind of like."
Yeah.
But it's still a bit scary and unknown.
But he was right. Why do you hate him?
Oh, I just mean, I don't hate him as a person. I just meant like, I don't really vibe with his humor. But what he said was very onto it. Yeah. And
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective is one of the greatest movies of all time.
I mean, there's a lot of faces making in that movie.
There's literally one face and the rest are animals, pretty much. It's the one, actually, it's homophobic, that movie. Yeah, I just realized. Well, transphobic, because, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, he's chasing after Ray Finkel, and then there's a detective who's also on the case, who's
That's
a woman.
Great name.
Yeah, who's, no, not Ray Finkel, Einhorn or something, and the detective who's on the case woman is a woman, and she
Wait, are you preloading with a beer?
Yeah, yeah.
Prior to the champagne?
Yeah. Yeah, just getting ready. And she ends up kissing him on his desk, and he's like, "Oh, what's that digging into me?" And she's like, "My gun." And then like later on in the movie, he figures out that the person he's after is the chief of police, who's a woman.
Yeah.
And he realizes that he kissed her, and it's a whole scene of him like burning all his clothes and like him being in the shower like,
probably not his greatest moment.
No. And then at the end, it gets revealed, and he's like rips her clothes off, and but she's tucked.
Is so he also anti-vax?
Who?
Jim Carrey, or is that his wife at the time?
I don't know. I don't know that much about Jim Carrey besides the movies that he's in.
Anyway, he said one good sentence that was like, yeah, maybe try something that you enjoy.
Episode 100, Ace Ventura is transphobic.
Because you're failing it no matter what you do, Michael, so you may as well give it a bash.
I don't think you're failing at anything. You've stuck to this and you do a really, really good job at this. We just need to find a way to make it profitable.
And do both, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what hours you're going to be working?
Yes. So it'll be like, I think Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. They're mostly like afternoon kind of shifts.
Okay, sweet.
Like 4 to 8, 2 till 10 kind of, and then like a weekend rotating roster sort of thing. Yeah.
And all this hubbub of finding a new job, moving to a gym, how have you been going with the casual sex?
Yeah, as well as I was last week, zero casual sex.
What do you mean?
I think, oh, well, there's been no, Katie, is that kombucha?
Or is yeah, it, but it does look like rosé, hey?
It does.
Welcome, Katie. I thought you were having champagne.
Okay, Katie's appeared. Just the right time for me to change the subject.
No, no, no. Absolutely not.
I want to know too, like the dates, the casual sex.
Grindr. I just want Grindr things. That's all I want. Have you got it?
I can't be bothered with it. No.
What?
It's a lot of effort.
Just find someone who wants to suck your dick and then that's it.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I need someone that I kind of vibe with. Not just someone.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you just treat it as a sexual attraction, like physical attraction. That's all.
I mean, that could be vibing.
I don't know. I feel like I agree with Mikey. Like, I, you know, if I was in a position, same position, I'd want somebody who I could, like, you know, we could have fun and then we could, like, have a takeaway and it would be okay. And we could like have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also not like, relationshipy, but also
like a pal.
Because also by vibing, I mean like maybe someone who's not like splashing about without protection too much.
Oh, okay. So you're paranoid about that.
Well,
oh,
no, I think that's reasonable. Okay, yeah. Don't you think? I think so. I think I'm too old to get chlamydia.
I think you can get it at any age.
You're right. There's no shame. It's just an STI. Yeah. But, like, yeah. Some of them just splashed about and they're like, it doesn't matter. I'll just get some more antibiotics. And I think, like, a bit of middle ground is good. You don't need to be a nun about it. But you don't need to be taking loads 6 ways from Sunday.
Katie, what's your body count?
It's real low.
Same.
Hang on, let me
depending
count.
On the criteria.
Let, give me 2 seconds just to try and like think of the like count.
If you have to think it's high.
Wait, no, it's not high. It's like five. It's like five. Something like that. Okay. I don't know. I didn't start until I was 23.
Really?
22. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
20, yeah. Maybe no. My bad. I take that back. 19
statement.
19.
How was your first sexual experience?
Terrible.
Oh, we've talked about it. Why am I asking you this? That's right.
No. I don't think we've talked about the first experience. I had a really horrible ex who I was kind of like very like, you know, it was my first serious partner and he kind of stood back after and like, you know, I was like, oh wow, that was like a pretty interesting experience, but it was ruined because he kind of turned on the light and then looked at me just like lounging and was like, I just want to let you know. So this is my first time. He goes, I just want to let you know that they don't all look like that. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I mean, I'm cool. Like we'll just do it in the dark. And I was like panicking. I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'd watch plenty of porn.
Yeah.
And like
the best educational tool.
Yeah. And I was like, well, like according to that, it's pretty standard. But anyway, I got a complex. And so like after we broke up, how many people did I go and sleep with? Basically none. and I had to ask one of my besties who worked in a strip club to just like, I was like, one night I got hammered and I said to her, I was like, can you just do something for me? And she was like, yeah, babe, what do you need? I was like, I'm just going to lift up my dress. Yeah, can you just like have a look for me? Yeah. Can you just tell me if it's normal? She was like, yeah, sure. She was like, 100%, you know, pretty stock standard. You're good. And I was
you're
like,
good to go.
Yeah. I was like, that guy was lying.
I feel sorry for the guy who's only ever seen one type of vulva in his whole life.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not talking about breasts.
No.
Oh. Always go to the breasts.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to really concern yourself with vulvas ever.
I don't. No. And they don't have to concern themselves with me.
No.
Much to their delight.
So it was pretty awkward because I spent like 4 or 5 years of my life panicking that I needed to go and get surgery. It was a bad time.
You don't need to do that. I had a friend that did that and she regretted it. She regretted cutting off the gutters, she says.
Oh.
Ow, I can imagine it'd be, like, very painful.
Yeah.
There's no way you can sit where it, like, where it's not sore.
No. Oh.
I mean, I probably shouldn't have told that story. That's quite personal.
And I mean, they have a purpose. The Gunners have a purpose.
One so night that, in like, Bangkok. Well, that's what she says. She's yeah. like, yeah, she's like,
what's the purpose? Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, it's like stops like bacteria getting in, and like, you know, it's like it's got a purpose. It's like helps like keep it like all the good bacteria like in there, and all the, you know, like I think you can get more like UTIs and stuff without proper guttering.
Interesting.
They have guttering. A function.
Proper guttering. It's quite a term for it, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. There's a purpose for everything.
So five. Is that what we came to?
Yeah, five. Because after I spent like obviously I was with this guy for like 3 years, and then we broke up. And then it took me a year to kind of get back on the horse again. Like, I like, asked my friend if I was good to go. And then I was like, oh, great, cool. And went out and met some really fun people and had a good time and was like, oh, cool. And then I met Kurt and I was like, great.
This is slightly off topic, but still kind of on topic of funny sexually related stories. So my friend that I live with in Auckland, and bear in mind, like, we'd known each other for years, yeah. like since we were like children, right? And her, I was staying at a place that their parents owned, and her mother was up one day, and she had a dildo, and her mother was rummaging through her drawers, and she was like mortified, so she lied to her mother and told her it was mine. This is like. And I was not even out of the closet at this stage. And I'm pretty sure she said her mum was like, eh, and just went on with her day.
Yeah, right.
Terrible. Far like, can you imagine your childhood? Yeah, it wasn't nice. It was nice. It was kind of funny. Maybe not so much because you're all staring at me awkwardly.
Oh, my God. We haven't done an intro. Let's do it.
Wait, do I need to pop the bubble?
We're going to do it in a sec. Goodness gracious me, we're 100 years old. No, we're not. We've done 100 episodes.
But I feel it.
Last week, because we were on camera and I forgot how to do everything very briefly. Welcome, first time listeners, second time listeners, third, fourth, fifth. And guys on YouTube, you will be hearing zero music because we'll get copyright strikes. You give me something that nobody else can give. I love Jamiroquai so much. So much. Thank you so much for all you guys who have been with us from day dot. And if you haven't, don't go back. First 20 episodes. They're absolute trash. And we'll probably talk about it a little bit. Because this episode's all about where we started, where we've come from. And if our mission statement, which is a term we can use, I guess. Oh, it's been my cue. And how we got to where we are.
Our mission statement.
What was our mission? Mikey, you're very good at drawing up documents. So I believe you wrote something up very, very early on.
Like years ago.
Yeah.
I probably copied it from up prior. I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what my ideas were going into this.
I can tell you my high school mission statement.
What was your high school mission statement?
Oh, no, it was just, no, I can't actually. I take that back. That's how much attention I was paying.
Oh, my goodness. So I think I was at the time. Well, we need to pop the champagne.
Yes. It's still
my tear champagne.
So we're going to give you a digital glass of champagne.
That was in my backpack.
Was it? Okay. Yeah,
be careful.
So I should just pour it.
Yes.
I'm very good at opening these. I spent many years in hospitality. Look, ready?
Oh, that's good.
It's a bit anticlimactic, though, wasn't it?
Actually, very anticlimactic. I thought you might like really. Like,
I should have popped it and sprayed it all over Mikey, ruined all the gear.
It would have been such a show for the listeners, like a wet t-shirt competition.
Yeah, woo!
Do you think the listeners think?
Speaking of breasts.
Do you think the listeners think we're alcoholics? Because at this point, like every episode for the last 3 weeks. We've like drunk quite a bit.
I mean, I think some of them have probably got a fair idea.
Yeah, that's true. But you're kind of not drinking for a little while. How do you feel about being back in the swing of things?
Well, I'm not getting hammered like I used to.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. So I'm trying to moderate my drinking, which is going well. Like, I get lightly tipsy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Katie. Cheers, everyone who's listening.
Cheers.
Eye contact.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know I love a tipple.
Yeah, who doesn't?
And I'll be pissed after this one glass.
Oh, yeah. We've got a whole bottle to get through so we can finish it before the end of the show.
I feel like that's the benefit of being a lightweight, is like you just need one glass and you're like, I'm living my best life.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's a little bit warmer than I thought it was going to be, but still nice.
I mean, it's still drinkable, isn't it?
Hmm.
Is it Lindau, or do you guys splash out and get something more expensive?
Piper.
I say God, no, like I'm opulent. It's Piper. It's like $50.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like that's like good middle of the road, like kind of like yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, like it'll do. Yeah, it's nice. It's fine. So here we are, 100.
Sam, you just made us share our body count. What's yours?
We're going to go off on a tangent again. Yeah, we can do that. I have no idea. I had a very premise.
Look at him, Mikey. Like, he made us divulge, like, our, like.
I know, you and I are, like, carrying the two.
Yeah, and then Sam's like, oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm going to say upwards of 50.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had a very, very promiscuous period from the ages about 19 to 20 something. Because when I was DJing, I was a hoe. No ifs, buts, or maybes about it.
Well, we're in our dirty 30s, so it can only get better.
I'm locked into a relationship. Oh. Yeah. And I love it very much. And I see myself with no one else for the foreseeable future. /forever.
That's nice for you.
Yeah.
When I got married, like, heaps of my friends were like, one dick for the rest of your life. Ha ha. How do you feel about that? Are you so sad? I was like.
And then you showed them.
What? I just feel like that's a really mean thing to say to somebody. Like.
Yeah, that's a bizarre thing. That's not what I've said.
Those are my weird friends. They're getting married. Your friends are weird.
I was like, oh, I'm pretty happy. Like, you. Yeah, it's a good time. Like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. If it's good, you lock it down.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good time.
We digress. Episode 100.
Yeah. Yes.
So, mission statement. What was it? I started to say, hello, Pykel. We were kind of, I was listening to a whole bunch of fitness podcasts, and I was really, really, I was like, all of these shows are great for someone like me who is very much into fitness, very much into training at a point when that's all I was really concerned with my entire life. But I wanted to find an avenue where we could make it a little bit more listenable and a little bit more fun. So I listened to a bunch of not just fitness podcasts, but also entertainment podcasts, like ones with a casual vibe where they talked about everything we talked about leading up to this, basically. And I was like, surely there's a way that we can, like, draw people in and, like, have a bit of fun, feel like they're listening into a bit of a fun conversation, but also learn about stuff. And I was trying to be, at the start, I was trying my best to be the most technical personal trainer. We're getting heaps of echo on your end, Katie.
Really?
Yeah, heaps.
Should I go away and come back?
It's only popping up sometimes. It's super bizarre. Anyway. See? Can you hear that, Mikey?
Yeah, I've got that.
Hang on. Oh, let me go to the other internet because it might be the internet speed. I need to go to Nitro Wi-Fi too. Hang on.
Something that nobody else can give. You gave me something.
Yeah, you got an echo. We can play around with it.
Is that better?
Yes.
Wait, was that Jamiroquai?
Yeah, it
sounded
like
Jamiroquai for a second, didn't it? Jamiroquai's not playing anymore. Anyway, yeah, I was trying to find this ground where, yeah, it was an entertaining place where people could come, they could feel at home, and then we could give them serious fitness information. And at that point in time, I was very much into programming, counting my calories, all that stuff. And when we go back, I think an idea we had for this episode was to go back through all of our old shit and kind of find the stuff that I would never say now, basically, and the stuff that I've learned through the course of this whole kind of journey.
I remember you being pro calorie counting, like quite
Yeah. pro. I listened to a few episodes and Sam's talking about how to hit your macros, like protein macros, and like little like tips and tricks, like foods you can eat. And then like, I was just like, I went back, I listened to them like kind of recently, just by chance. You know how sometimes a podcast will finish one and then play another one?
Yeah.
So I like it was playing old episodes and I was like, whoa, who is this? Like Sam, you've come so far in 100 episodes.
Yeah, I just give less fucks now, I think. I care lots about the podcast, but in terms of even the stuff that I prescribe to people, I give less. And I think it's actually made me a better trainer for it, a more empathetic trainer.
Well, it's more real, which is where we were kind of wanting to go.
Yeah.
Like those podcasts are great with all that information, but what normal person like has time, unless you're fanatical about it, to digest it? I know there are some people, but I still think the majority of people want something that's kind of a little more down to earth and a little more relatable.
And they want to hear about vulvas, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I know I do.
I'm sure that there've been other people in that situation, like very stressed. Many people.
About their vulva?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's normal to feel stressed about it.
And Mikey, you sort of came on board with this whole idea from the get-go. I'm going to say...
It's pretty much from the get-go.
Yeah,
you haven't... It's very controversial.
Yeah, you at the time, yes. I remember getting like being like quite frustrated with you initially, and I was like, why the fuck isn't Mikey like understanding what I'm trying to do here?
Yeah, it was tough because I was sitting in a room with two people that were, at least initially, like very opposed to the things that I was saying, but in a way that I was like, yeah, I think that this is like triggering them, because you know when someone says something and there's that reaction.
I'm yeah,
like, yeah, you're reacting like this because I'm looking deep into your soul.
Yeah,
so I persevered.
I remember specifically being like floored on various points. So like Mikey would pipe up and I'd be like, "Well, what Mikey's just said is really intelligent and eloquent, and it basically goes against everything that I've said in the sentence prior. And now I don't know what to say after that. I've got no idea."
Yeah, that was a fun time. But I was at the start of that health at every size kind of journey as well. And it was, I remember, it wasn't just you guys. We were getting like comments from people on social media as well, like stuff, you know, about how it was wrong and how it encouraged obesity and all that sort of thing, all these sorts of things. So it was kind of, like, it was stressful, but also I love a good argument. So it was kind of fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. Like I just had this, belief, like probably because it is backed in science. I was like, nah, this is it. This is the way forward. And at the same time, I was wrestling with all of the crap of going through, like, because I was still trying to get rid of all the stuff that I was still doing as well and trying to resist wanting to lose weight and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it was a fun time.
Good on you for listening to those. They're an absolute slog. I can't listen to those anymore.
Yeah.
I can't listen to my own voice and, like, how disjointed the conversation is. So I guess one thing I've learned through 100 episodes is how to talk without leaving. Well, there's still space sometimes. And there's going to be more space probably because I'm not editing these anymore. So you guys have to get really good at talking because I can't be bothered editing video ever again. So you get to hear, I haven't been doing that much editing probably in the last 3 months anyway. Like there's little to know unless there's a huge gap. I'm like, oh, that's kind of awkward. But let's leave them. It's kind of funny. You can hear that we're human. I've lost my perfectionism, which I think was also tied into the whole food food. I haven't lost my perfectionism. That's a fucking lie. But for specific things,
I think certainly I haven't. That's why I have still haven't listened to an episode.
Oh my gosh, Mikey, wait, do you never listen back to our episodes?
No, I can't. I cannot. One day maybe. I mean, I still, as I said before, I haven't watched a single masterclass that I've been on either. I was on not even the ones I shadowed. So there's ones that I didn't talk in, and I don't think I've watched those either. I refuse to because I'll just be hypercritical and I'm like, I don't know if that's going to serve me. I think it's time to let those ones go. And if you want to get better at something, there are certain things you need to like pack away and get on with it. But I'm just not quite there yet. One day, when I can afford a therapist.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you need to get uncomfortable to get so comfortable with something, right?
Yeah.
I remember when I first came onto the potty, I was so nervous and I was so nervous that I would come off sounding unintelligent because...
Oh, you just embrace that. People love stupid people.
But Mikey, you're so eloquent, like Sam said. And Sam, you
eloquently are stupid?
No, stop. It's like eloquently intelligent. And Sam, you come... Like the way that you come across, you can come across very witty and clever and smart too. And I was like, oh no, I hope that like I can come across as fun and just like myself. And I found it like it did take a few episodes to like really settle into it. Probably more than a few, at least 10.
Yeah. I had the same thing when we first started. I was like, every time I record, I want to sound so goddamn smart. And the number of times I've sounded dumb as shit and like have gone back and been like, should I edit this out? Nah, I won't. And I think earlier I have like the specific sections where I'm like, you sound so dumb, you're going to take this whole section out. So you might not be to begin getting the most authentic Sam in the first like 20 or so episodes.
It's and like we all go through that as well, you know, and we... The same with teaching. And I would watch, like when we did the practice classes, I would watch those back and that was fine. Well, it wasn't fine. It was never fine. But like when you let go of that, you know, when I look out there at all of the fitness people that are out there with all the knowledge they have, I almost just gave up in the sense that I gave up trying to be someone else. Like, yeah. What the fuck else am I going to do here other than be myself?
Warts and all, baby. I want it. Yeah.
Don't have warts.
Have you ever had a verruca?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're so painful.
Yeah, terrible.
I have.
Yeah, I've had them.
An internal wart.
It's a wart that goes inside. Maybe you have had them, you just didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
You know what they do? You know what happens if you don't treat them?
I did have a tiny one over here.
Did you?
What does happen,
Sam? I was trying to scare Mikey, don't worry. Nothing.
But here I am, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, what happens if I had one and I didn't treat it? Like, what's gonna happen?
I heard a clip today. Now that we've kind of covered episode 100, I really do just want to say thank you again to everyone who's listened and started listening. And this is going to be a bit of a fun episode, but I did find a clip that I thought we'd...
Oh, Christ.
That we'd...
Hang on, I need to finish my...
It's not of us. It's not of us. But I was just having a little scroll through Instagram. And I don't know if you guys follow Chenille Law. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But there was a segment on the news with a lovely woman by the name of Louise Wallace, who was a housewife on the Housewife reality TV show in Auckland.
Oh. And a journalist, wasn't she?
Yeah. Who cares? Listen to her speak.
Fortunately, we have normalized the idea of being overweight, normalized it. And I'll give you an example of that, is that when I was overseas quite recently, you would pass by these huge ads and for fashion, like whether, I don't know if it was Zara, but something like that, and there would be distinctly overweight women, like, dare I say it, fat women in these ads advertising clothes. And that is now seen as normal.
Doesn't it reflect what normality is, you doesn't it tell go. People
doesn't
that...
mean it's right, though, and it's not right because people are getting sick.
If it's unhealthy,
yeah.
It's not
the
a good thing.
The thing about it is some people can't help but be overweight. There are thyroid issues. Oh. There are people taking certain types of medication. Yeah. I know it's in about the minority, but so you can't, you know, paint everyone with the same brush. Mm. But in the same way, there was outcry when we put two skinny models on the front of magazines.
That's unhealthy skinny, too, though.
Two skinny models on the front of magazines.
That's unhealthy too, though.
You just have to be normal. But I mean, I look at all of us, and you're a bit skinny, but I look at all...
Mate, I've been working out.
And we're normal, you know.
But you can't look at somebody...
Two skinny models
on... So that's all I've got, but fucking hell, that's not what I'm just going to say.
Sam, I'm pretty sure this was
this
on.
Bitch.
I had this conversation with Kurt and my cousin last night because Kurt said he was just like dabbled in News Talk. And I think this might have been like kind of on a topic on News Talk too. And they were having the same discussion. And then we had a discussion at dinner and they were like, what are your thoughts on that kind of thing? And I was like, oh, no. So we're sitting there and we're debating it all of last night as well. So I'd be interested to hear our take on it as a pro health at every size kind of podcast that we are here.
Well, I'd like to go on record and say Louise Wallace is a dumb bitch and an arrogant fuck who doesn't know the health status of everyone out there and needs to go fuck herself. I thought she was semi-decent before that, but I retract any feelings of goodwill and sentiment towards her at all, quite frankly.
I knew this would fire you up. I literally found it 5 minutes before the show and I was like, yes. I mean, we should all be fired up, but I'm fired up as well. But
absolute crap. I don't know why we feel the need to allow people who have no idea about health to preach about health in a public forum. Exactly. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But I mean, she wasn't even addressed. Like, she was just like, oh, dare I say it, fat.
And
like,
you can say fat.
You can say fat. Fat's allowed.
Yeah.
Taking the word back.
You cannot. It's again. It's a double standard because just to hammer home one single point before I continue to rant about how much of a dumb bitch she is. It's like you cannot tell the health of someone by looking at them. There are people who are unhealthy, and they are thin. Like it
extremely.
Is just. And it goes the other way. In fact, you are more likely to die if you continue to get thin than if you continue to get fat.
Yeah, you disappear. Everyone knows that happens.
Literally, you know. Like, so it's still out there. And people believe, I don't even know. Why? 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 Some stupid thin white woman on TV.
Like, what gives her the audacity?
It's just I think I'm just annoyed.
Yeah, the audacity just to comment because she just felt like it.
She also commented on the person next to it. Like, what? She's on TV. You're a bit skinny.
If she doesn't like the advertisement, well, then don't look at it. Like, I feel like, it's just... wild. That's some body shaming.
Yeah, it's fat phobic is what it is. You only get this type of reaction if you are fat phobic. Like, you could just continue driving on your way. Whatever she was doing. I don't know. Probably whatever a white woman from Ponsonby does.
Do you not think that she's concerned for the well-being of the nation?
Oh, probably because she knows best. Because she knows best, obviously.
I mean, it's all good and well because she has access to all of her like fancy, like organic nosh foods and can afford them. Good for you. Good for you.
If there is one thing the world needs, it's a wealthy white woman from Ponsonby to tell us how to live. That's what we need. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Outrageous.
It also makes me think this makes me kind of move on, but I've got a client maybe relevant who we were talking about her relationship with her mother, and she hasn't talked to her mother anymore, and she's studying to be a doctor, so I thought it would be a really interesting time to kind of talk about all this stuff and bring up sort of weight stigma in medicine and all that stuff and make her, because she's never looked into this stuff before, make her hyper aware of it. And she's like, my mum used to comment on my body all the time. Like, all the time and would make comments when I was eating. And like at the one of the worst things she did was like when she was at the dinner table and she saw her eating and she would go like really hectic shit. I just puffed up my cheeks for you guys who are on audio. And I was like, holy hell. And then I was like, I wonder if Louise is a mum who's like that. Like, quite possibly. Doing that from such a young age to make their children concerned about weight and how they look.
No excuses.
And I couldn't believe that.
We all have shitty parents.
I
feel like that generation, though, are people who felt like it was perfectly normal to comment like that. Like I used to get once on the lips, twice on the lips, and you don't want an ass wider than your shoulders. And nobody likes a two-ton Tess.
Two-ton Tess.
I'll tell you why it really irks me, why like I get so fired up, because that very same argument – you hear homophobes say the same thing. Oh, it's just normalized now. Why do I have to see it on a billboard?
Yes, you are all right,
all this kind
Mikey.
Of shit. It's no fucking better. It's no better.
Yeah.
Or worse, what am I trying to say? You know what I mean, right? Like,
yeah.
It's the same fucking thing. And I lump you in the same category. If you're a fat phobe, you're the same as a fucking homophobe.
So that's right.
Because that's the same. They get all up in arms like, oh, how dare you force your lifestyle on me kind of bullshit. You know, it's normalized. All these kind of buzzwords, it's the same fucking shit. She's in the same category. Needs to go fuck herself. And just to finish off that point, fat people live longer. So go fuck yourself, Louise. Take your whatever appendage you want and fuck yourself with it. Sorry, that last wine went down way too quickly.
Are you on glass too?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you're right.
I just wonder, does Louise have children? And if she does.
Friends, no.
I wonder how her children would feel to hear their mum say that kind of thing on TV or radio, wherever she said it, because I would be so mortified because it's so close-minded and it takes nothing into consideration for, you know, obviously health conditions, also accessibility to different types of food, all kinds of different things. Like also, if somebody's happy or not.
Yeah, there's too many things.
I think.
And just why is she commenting?
It's obviously it's ignorant, but like I would go as far as to say like, in my experience growing up in the situation that I grew up in Auckland, I can imagine people who try and find the right word, compatriots or like people who grew up in the same sort of
contemporaries,
same sort of living style. God, I was having a discussion about that word the other day. In the same living situation as me, I could totally imagine people saying that it's like being that ignorant and it's their own fault. They should try harder to just those types of comments you hear flying around all the time. And these are from people who have the absolute privilege in order to buy healthy food, go to the gym, do all these things that the majority of people don't even have access to. And they're like, oh, it's so easy. It's like, we've got heaps of money. I've got heaps of money. It's always been easy for me to do that.
It's because you've got all afternoon to sip on your Chardonnay and prepare your poached fucking salmon while these other people are doing shift work, et cetera, et cetera. Like,
she was on a trip to Europe when she saw it.
I just fucking know.
wild stuff.
Well, hope that gets back to you.
There's a hot clip in there. I know there's a red hot clip in there. I'll send it through. She'll love it.
I mean, was that recent?
Yes.
Yeah. So the thing is like, even though we've kind of been on this journey and things have kind of changed, sometimes you forget that out there, it's still shit. So there's still work to be done.
Yeah. I'm constantly being made aware of that.
For tips for like, you know, listeners and watchers who have maybe had people comment like that around them who may not have a billboard body as she wanted to view. I feel like my favorite way to combat comments around that is, you know, if somebody was to comment, I'd be like, okay, All right, that's your opinion, and that's okay. But I also feel like my body is the least interesting thing about me.
Mm.
And honestly, if you throw that back at somebody, they're like,
I've also got an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is what you say. If anyone out there, if someone makes comments like that, this is what you say. You look at them and you say, you go fuck yourself. You go fuck yourself so hard down the street. You don't know me. You don't know my kids. You don't know nothing. You are not all that. And a bag of potato chips. Go fuck yourself. And then you walk away like a badass bitch. And you pull the fingers. And you're done with them forever. Get them out of your life.
I like that.
Mother, father, brothers, I don't care. Tell them to go fuck themselves.
Well, I think that is so far the firest I've seen Mikey in a good solid 20 episodes. Here for it.
Too far?
No, not at all.
No.
I think we should put a bow on it. Thank you so much for listening to Well. Basically, if you want to find this lovely man on the couch next to me, I put the microphone in front of my head, you can find him at Well Basically Mikey. Look at him spreading. If you want to find Katie, you can find her at Katie Fisher Fit. If you want to find me, Big Homie, you can find me at Well Basically Sam. If you want to find the pod, it is at Well Basically Podcast. The website is www.wellbasicallypod.com. What can we find there, Mikey?
What?
Who? Blog articles.
Oh.
And Mikey's opinions.
Yeah. Mikey's going to do a think piece. It's his homework for the week.
I'm going to do a spoken word poem. A haiku.
Oh, we should get in a freestyle rap on the show. You write a rap.
My first thing is going to be go fuck yourself.
is it going to be an open letter?
Yeah.
Oh my God, please.
Voiced.
Voice note.
Well, basically, that's it.
So, do you want me to spill the tea? So last night,
Kurt, dear.